Joined now by Iowa Lakes men's coach Troy Larson after their win 95-73 against Marshalltown. How you doing today, coach?
Doing good, doing good. It was a good win for us. Kids played hard, and, you know, tip of the hat to Marshalltown. They got a really good team, and they've been, you know, paused for the last couple weeks with COVID, and they had just found out yesterday that they were able to play the game today, and so they had a walkthrough semi-practice for the first one, and they, you know, you could tell they're a lot better team than what they play tonight, but tip of the hat to them, classy organization to come and you know, play like they should in the COVID times where sometimes you're just not going to have time to prepare.
Yeah, and they were down a couple key players as well, but they didn't make it easy on you. You're out pretty handily in the second half, but they still made you work for it.
Yeah, they sure did, and they are. You're exactly right, Tim. They're without a really good shooter, and then their point guard, who I think is kind of their heart and soul of the team a little bit, and makes the rest of them run. But they're talented, and I know, and you know, I don't know how far down the road it is, but probably a couple weeks or 3 weeks when we go down there, it'll be a completely different game, and we're gonna have to battle and compete for the entire 40.
And looking at your team, highest scoring output of the year at 95. You had a ton of players in double figures, your entire starting five in double figures. That is a couple in the 20 range, 22 for Cook, 20 for Ryan Hall. So just efficient offense for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I really feel like our first five with Xavier Jones and Kevin Cook and at the four and the five, and then our three, you know, Xavier's basically a guard, and then our three other guards with Ryan Hall and Dylan Carlson and Caleb Johnson. I feel like they're really getting in a good rhythm with one another, and our pace is really good. They're shooting the ball with confidence, but yet they're taking good ones. They play with each other. I think our share is really good. I'm not sure how many assists we had tonight, but it seemed like the majority of our baskets were assisted baskets, you know. So yeah, I like where we're at offensively. It's definitely taken us a while. There was some very ugly games where I didn't think we were ever going to be able to figure it out offensively, but the last couple games we've been good offensively.
Had you for 18 assists, by the way, on that one. You win seven straight with this one here tonight, or I should say this afternoon, and you're just, like you said, finding a rhythm right now.
Yeah, we really are. I like the way our guys are playing, and you know, in this league, to put seven in a row is a pretty good feat. But again, as a coach and even our team, we're just on to, you know, enjoy it today, tomorrow rest, and then Monday we'll gear up. I mean, we got a really tough week next week. We're at Iowa Central Wednesday, and then down at Kirkwood on Saturday. So it never gets easy. There's never easy games. It's always just, it's going to be a battle every night, and we got to go on the road and get two next week.
Yeah, and I love the two-man game you mentioned between Jones and Cook. It seems like whenever one of them drives, the defense has to pay attention to them, and there's a dump off pass straight to the other one.
Yeah, they're both very good. We call that, you know, interior passers, or they're really good passers in small areas where they can go, and like you said, when the help side comes, defender comes, they'll share it there. And I thought we did a ton of that tonight, either sharing it with each other. Marshalltown actually does a pretty good job of that one rotation in to take away the other guy, and so you saw quite a few times we had to make one more pass where we kicked it back out to perimeter, and then we swung it, and we were able to get what we wanted on the backside, so it's easier.
And you mentioned next week a tough matchup, Iowa Central on Wednesday. They've spent some time in the rankings this year. Yep. Seems every team is good this year. So what do you know about them?
You know, my assistant coaches always work out in front on scouts. I can't really tell you a lot, Tim. I know they got a point guard that can really score. And I know they got a kid from Sioux City that we'd recruited last year that was a good player for a returner, about a 6'6", 6'7", kid that can really shoot it. I know those two guys just from seeing kind of the conference stats and stuff. And I think both those guys, I think one of them's getting like 21 or 22 and the other one's getting like 17 or 18, so they're two of the top probably five scorers in the league. I haven't. That's what kind of tomorrow will be for us. Is we'll jump into film as more of a coaching staff. But again, my assistant coaches, they already got the scout broken down and they're ready to roll with that. But as a head coach, it just takes me a little bit of time to get caught up to them. So I'll use that Sunday and a little bit of Monday, and then we'll be ready. But it's always tough to win down there. I know that, and it's always Coach Helly does a good job, and it'll be a good college basketball game.
Well, enjoy this one from today. Best luck next week as well.
All right, appreciate it, Tim. Thank you.